Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Kuv Zayin. We are holding on Daf Kuv Vav and Beis. We are 5 lines from the end of the page. On Daf Kuv Vav and Beis, last one online, V'chi. Today's year is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, the Shalom, the Neshama, should have an Aliyah. We're going to talk about today is first we're going to continue that conversation yesterday of where do we know the Azhara for Shchita Bachutz, meaning we started the whole Sugya by saying, I know Ksivasara, but when it comes to Shchita, where do we find that Bishlama Onash that we find, but where do we find an Ashara for Shchita B'chutz? So the Gemara is going to bring a few more possibilities of where we learn the Ashara for Shchita B'chutz. Then the Gemara is going to discuss other things that one might do B'chutz, and whether one is Chayiv for that as well, such as Zrika B'chutz. Is a person going to be Chayiv if he does Zrika B'chutz? Then the Gemara is going to talk about what about if one does komets or is mekabel dam b'chutz, and the Gemara is going to say no, those things you're pater, and the Gemara is going to try to figure out, well, why would I have thought otherwise? What would be the hava amina that zorik and komets b'chutz are going to be chayiv? Then in Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about if a person does two of the following, Shochet, Zorek, and Mala, in one Helim, how many Chatos does he bring? Meaning, which of those two are derived from the same, of those three are derived from the same Pasuk, and which ones are not derived from the same Pasuk? If there's any of the two of those three that are derived from the same Pasuk, and you do both of them, you're only going to be Chayiv once. So the Gemara is going to discuss that. And then we're going to talk about if what's considered Chutz. Let's say you shecht kachay kachim in the southern half of the Azara. Is that called chutz? What about the gag ha-heichal? You go up to the roof of the heichal. Is that called bachutz? Does it need to be chutz l'shalosh machnos? Where exactly is the line of bachutz that one is chayiv for being shochet or mala bachutz? And then we're going to talk about whether one is chayiv for being mala bachutz even after the Churban HaBayis, even bizman hazeh. And at the very end of the daf, we're going to discuss, the Gemara is going to raise a question, whether bone attached to meat counts toward the kezayis that one is chayiv for being mala b'chutz. Let's say you have a chatzi zayis of basar and a chatzi zayis of etzem that are attached to one another. Is that considered to be that you're mala a kezayis b'chutz? So let's begin again. 5 lines from the end of the page on daf kuf avim beis. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. We suggested that the ashara for shchita b'chutz was derived from a kal v'chomer. So says Gemara v'chimasirin min adin. Can you derive an ashara from a kal v'chomer? Even the shita in Mesachas Makos that holds that you could derive an onesh from a kal v'chomer, but ain't masirin min adin. You certainly cannot derive an ashara from a kal v'chomer. There's the brisa of Mesachas Makos and Daf Hey derives that ain't masirin min adin from the fact that the Torah has an ashara for a megala erva sachoso who is bas aviv ubas imo. When it's achos chahi lo segala ervasa, even though you could learn that asara from a kal v'chomer, from a choso that's bas aviv sheina bas imo, or bas imo sheina bas aviv, meaning the Torah tells me your half sister, you're not allowed to be megala erva your half sister. So then, why does the Torah have to tell me a separate asara for your whole sister? Every whole sister is for sure a half sister at least. So from there we learn that ein masirin min adin. So even if though there's a machlokas whether onshin min adin or ein onshin min adin, but everyone agrees that ein masirin min adin, so it cannot be that we derive the ashara for shochet pachutz from a kal v'chomer. So says the Gemara, okay, you're right, there must be a different source for the concept of the ashara for shochet pachutz. Ella kid Rabbi Yochanan, the makar for the ashara of shochet pachutz is derived from that which Rabbi Yochanan said. To Amar, Rabbi Yochanan's going to say, asya hava'a hava'a, that we have a gzeirah shava that by mala b'chutz it says v'al pesach al moed lo yivienu, and by shochet b'chutz it says v'al pesach al moed lo hevi'o. So mala halon lo anash alam ken hizir, just like by mala there is an ashara and the onesh comes on the heels of an ashara, avkan lo anash alam ken hizir. So by shochet as well, that from hava'a hava'a I see that the onesh must come on the heels of an ashara. So the reason that ain't masirin from a kalvachomer, whereas the gzeirah shava we are kain masirin, is because a kalvachomer, a person could be done me'atzmo, whereas a gzeirah shava, a person needs a tradition to be done a gzeirah shava. So what the Gemara just did over here is he said, you can't tell me that the whole ashara for shochet pachutz is derived from a kalvachomer. You're not allowed to derive from a kalvachomer. So you expect the Gemara to say, oh, you're right, it's a mefurish pasuk. No, the Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara says it's a gzeirah shava. So why is one better than the other? They're both midos shatar and jashben. So that's what Rashi writes, that when it comes to a gzeirah shava, you need to have a tradition for a kalvachomer. A person makes up on his own. So since a person uses his own logic to determine a kalvachomer, someone might come with better logic. Someone might upend that kalvachomer. Will have a pircha on that kalvachomer. Will be meshiv on that kalvachomer, and then you're stuck. So that's why we don't learn an ashara from a kalvachomer. However, from a gzeirah shava, where you need a tradition, that we do learn a kalvachomer from the gzeirah shava mufna in particular is ein meshivin alav. So that's ki'ilu, it's mefurish in the pasuk, as opposed to a kalvachomer where you're always meshivin on a kalvachomer. So that's another possible source for the ashara for shchita b'chutz. So says Gemara, or Rava Amar, another possible source, kid Rabbi Yona, aligned with Rabbi Yona, dam Rabbi Yona, Asya, we have a hekish sham that the pasuk says sham tala olasecha v'sham ta'aseh. So we see that all the asios of a karban, the halah, the shchita, that the malalah, lo ana shalom kein hisu, they're all the same as one another. So therefore, just like halah is lo ana shalom kein hisu, the onus comes on the heels of an asara, avkan lo ana shalom kein hisir. So over here also, when it comes to shchita, it's the onus must come on the heels of an asara. So Rashi writes that the limud is from a hekish that it says dam rabbi yonah mukras sham talos sech v'sham ta'aseh, that iskish shar alios laha'aloa. That's how Rashi has that there's a hekish between other asios and ha'aloa. That just like a ha'aloa lo anash elim kein hisir, so too the shchita is lo anash elim kein hisir. So good. So that's how the two other sources for the ashara for shechting b'chutz. So now the Gemara says the ashkechan muktare pnim shalom b'chutz. Wait a second. We said that there's a makar for the for the ashara and for the onesh of halah b'chutz. Yeah, but that's only when you were maktir b'fnim. When maktar b'fnim means when you shechted it in the ashara. So then, yes, there's an ashara and an onesh to take an animal that you already shechted in the ashara and to be malit b'chutz. But muktare chutz shalom b'chutz minayin? How do I know that even an animal that you shechted outside of the ashara, that there's a separate issur of being malah b'chutz? Where do I see that one is chayiv for that? So this is a new question. We're going back to discuss a new topic, where the Gemara started by saying, I get that we have a concept of halah b'chutz, and there's an ashara, and there's an onesh, there are separate psukim for each. I get all that. That's mefurash. So the first thing was, where do I find an ashara for a shchita b'chutz? Now the second thing is, where do I find an ashara for a halah b'chutz when even the shchita was done b'chutz? That you already did the shchita b'chutz. So I'm Rav Kana, I'm a krak, because the pasuk says in the parsha of halah b'chutz, va'aleihem tomar. So aleihem, it's ki'ilu, it's written with an ayin, and it's saying, ala smuchin tomar, that the iser of halah b'chutz applies to all of the topics discussed in that parsha, including when you were shochet b'chutz. So says Mar Maskeful Rava, miksiv va'aleihem, does it say va'aleihem with an ayin, that we're going on the other things in this parsha? Va'aleihem ksiv, it says va'aleihem with an aleph. Aleph and ayin are not the same letters, and they don't mean the same thing. So it doesn't mean on them. El means two, right? Al means on. So va'aleihem with an ayin would have been the right word if it's saying, yeah, that this din goes on all of the topics in this parsha. But how do you get that from va'aleihem with an aleph, right? Those who know how to pronounce the Hebrew language really, really properly pronounce an aleph and an ayin differently. The ayin is a more guttural sound. Some more makbid during kriyashma, they'll do an ayin as opposed to an aleph is just like, ah, right? So anyway, so says Gemara, Ella Kidatana de Rabbi Shmuel Va Aleim Tomar La Arif Parshios, that the makar for the chiyuv of Muktari Chutz is what Rabbi Shmuel taught, Va Aleim Tomar La Arif Parshios, that it's Ve Aleim Tomar. It's the Vav that appears at the beginning of the Parsha being Mala B'chutz that teaches us to mix the Parsha of Halal B'chutz with the Parsha of Shechita B'chutz that precedes it, to tell me that you're chayav for Halal B'chutz not only when you were Shochet B'fnim, but even when you were Shochet B'chutz, you're chayav for Halal B'chutz. Another makar for the Azhara on Shochet B'chutz, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Asya Hava'a Hava'a. So again, now we're going back to the previous topic. Where do I find that there's an Ashara for Shochet B'chutz? So again, we started yesterday by saying Kal V'chomer. So the Gemara today said, no, you cannot learn an Ashara from a Kal V'chomer. So we suggested, number one, Rabbi Yochanan, that it's from a Gzeres Shava. Then we suggested, number two, Rava, that it's from a Hekish. Now we move on to a third possibility. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asya, I mean, not a third possibility, but with the Asya Hava Hava. It says Hava by each one. Mala Halon Muktari Chutz. I'm sorry. No, this is not called a third possibility. This is a second possibility of how I know that Haktaru B'chutz applies even to that Allah B'chutz applies even to that which was Shchutei Chutz. And we're going to use the same Gzeira Shava that Rabbi Yochanan used to teach me the din of the Asara of Shchutei Chutz, namely Asya Hava Hava. It says by Shchutei Chutz al pasuk al moed lo yivio, and it says by Allah b'chutz al pasuk al moed lo yivianu. So mala Allah, and just like by the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, it's Muktarei Chutz. We're talking about that which was shechted outside of the Asara. So afkan, so too the parsha of Allah b'chutz goes even on Muktarei Chutz, even on those things that are shechted outside of the Asara. So the Gemara asks on those who learn the source from Muktari Chutz, from a Hekish and Gzeira Shava, Maskav Rabibi, Hadetran, that which the Mishnah says in Krisus, Shloshim Vishesh Krisus Batara, that there are 36 Chayve Krisus in the Torah, and it lists them all, and on that list is Mala B'chutz as one of the 36 Krisus in the Torah. Well, it's also Vishav Havion, Adika Hamala Vehamala, right? It should be 37, because there's the chiyuv krisus for being mala that which was shechted bifnim when you're mala it bachutz, and being mala that which was shechted bachutz when you're mala it bachutz. So because if it's derived from a hekish or gzeira shava, so it's not so it's a separate lav, and therefore it should be a separate kares, and it should be listed as a separate item on the list. So says Marakasha, that's a very good question. Why is it that we don't list it as 37 chiyuv krisus? After all, it doesn't in fact seem to be a separate lav, and shouldn't be just 36 chayav krisus. So again, what we did today, just for clarity, so far what we said is, where do I learn the ashara for shchutei chutz? It can't be from a kal v'chomer like we said yesterday, because ein masirim min adin. So we had two possibilities. Rabbi Yochanan had a gzeira shava, and Rava had a hekish. Then we said, okay, where do I learn that there's a chiyuv for being malabachutz, that which was shechted Bachutz? So we suggested two possibilities. Either Va'aleim Tomar with the Vav, that the Vav is Ma'ariv the Parshios, that even on that which was Shechted Bachutz, there's still an Isra of Allah Bachutz, or it's the Gzeira Shava of Hava'a Hava'a, that tells me that just like in Parsha of Shchutei Chutz, you're Chayiv, so too when you're Chayiv for that which you Shechted Bachutz, so too when you're Malab Bachutz, you're chayiv even for that which you shechted bachutz. Okay, so now the Gemara moves on to a new topic. Well, how do I know you're chayiv for being zorek bachutz? Now that I've proven halah bachutz, whether it was something that was shechted bifnim or bachutz, and I've proven zrika bachutz, and I've proven shchita bachutz, how do I know zrika bachutz? V'had etnan, and that which it says in the Mishnah that we're going to see soon in a couple of days, has zorek miktsas damim bachutz, chayiv, that if you do zrikas hadam on the mizbeach, you're chayiv kares if you do it b'chutz. So minolan, how do I know that you're chayiv kares? The Torah only mentions shchita and ha'ala. Where do I see that there's a chayiv kares for zrika b'chutz? So nafkalei mitatanya, we derive it from the brisa that says that when it talks about shechting a carbon outside of the azara, dam yechashev, and it says dam yechashev lishu dam shafach. So we darshin l'rabos hazorek, that comes to be marbis some luzorek dam carbon outside of the azara that is chayiv kares. Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says no, we learn it not from the pasuk about shchitas chutz, we learn from the parsh, from the pasuk about malabachutz, where it says o zevach. So we darshin l'rabos says hazorek. That's where I learned zorek from. So they both say you learn it from a pasuk, but they that exists in the Torah about some other iser b'chutz, but they disagree about which iser b'chutz we learn it from. Is it from the iser of shchita b'chutz, or is it from the iser of ha'ala'a b'chutz that we learn zrika? Rabbi Shmuel, hi o zevach my avodai. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with the o zevach if he already knows zrika b'chutz from dam shafach? So l'chalik, he uses o zevach to tell me, had the pasuk just said asher yala ola zevach without the o, I would have said that you're only chayiv on ha'ala'a if you were mala both an ola and a shlamim. So that's why it has to say an o to tell me no, any one of them, either or, if you're mala b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Akiva l'chalik minale. How does Rabbi Akiva know that if you're mala either an ola or just a shlamim that you're going to be chayiv? Nafkalei, so he derives that me lo yevienu from the pasuk that it says in the Parshas Ha'alah, it says lo yivienu, so it sounds like a Lashon Yachid. So we see that even if it's just one carbon that you're mala b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. It doesn't need to be both an ola and a shlamim. Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel learn from lo yivienu? Homi ba'ilei al hashalim u'chayiv enu chayiv al achaser. He tells me that you're only chayiv for being mala a shalim and not for being mala that which is that which is chaser. The Gemara is going to have three different shitos in tomorrow's daf about what type of chaser the pasuk is pottering you from. Reish Lakish learns within Rabbi Yossi that the pasuk potters you if you're mala a behema that's chaser, that if you're not mala the entire behema, you're not going to be chayiv. Reish Lakish learns within Shitas Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Yochanan learns within Shitas Rabbi Yossi that the pasuk potters you if you're mala an aver of a behema that's chaser, that you're not going to be chayiv. Not the entire behema that's chaser, but an aver of the behema that's chaser. And then Ula in the Lishna Kama, according to Rabbi Shimon and the Brisa on Daf Kuftes, says that the pasuk patters you on a haktara chesera, that you're mala from a basar carbon that's pachs mikazayis, meaning it's not just that it's missing from the whole animal or the whole aver, it's teeny tiny, it's pachs mikazayis, it's pachs mikshir, and that's what we're saying you're pata from. But whatever it is, that the limud is from this pasuk that we learn that you're only chayiv on shalem and not on a chaser. Rabbi Akiva, where does Rabbi Akiva know that you're not chayiv on a chaser? Nafkalei mi la'asos oso. He darshens it from la'asos oso. Oso sounds like it means shalem and not chaser. Rabbi Shmuel, what does Rabbi Shmuel learn from la'asos oso? So says Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel holds that in order to learn that you're pater, if you're mala davar chaser, you need two psukim. Chad l'muktari pnim shechasu v'helu b'chutz. One for karbanos that you shechted in the azara that became chaser and you're mala b'chutz. V'chad l'muktari chutz shechasu v'helu b'chutz. And the other to tell me for karbanos that were shechted outside of the azara that you're mala b'chutz. And in either of those cases, you're going to be pater if it is chaser. So Rabbi Shmuel will pater mala b'chutz if it's a davar chaser, even if it was something that you shechted b'fnim. And the Gemara proves that's how Rabbi Shmuel holds, because Vatanya, we find the Brisa where Rabbi Shmuel says exactly that. That Rabbi Shmuel Omer Yachol Muktari Pnim Shechasu V'Helu B'Chutz Chayiv. You might have thought that if you shechted it in the Azara, then even if you're mala it while it's chaser outside of the Azara, you're going to be Chayiv. Tamal Omer Lasososo Al Shalom Chayiv Enu Chayiv Al Chaser. That's why it says Lasososo that you're only going to be Chayiv from Mala B'Chutz a Dover Shalem, but not a Dover Chaser. Rabbi Akiva, he needs the pasuk of Lo Yivienu to teach me to be mechalek, that you're chayiv on an ola, on just an ola, or just a shlamim. You don't need both of them. So he doesn't have a pasuk to pater mala b'chutz, that which is shechted b'fnim. So says Gemara, muktari b'fnim shechasu v'hel b'chutz, chayiv. Rabbi Akiva would say, enochinami. If you had an animal that you shechted b'fnim, and then it was chaser, and you were mala b'chutz, Rabbi Akiva says, there's no extra pasuk to tell me that you're pater, and therefore you're going to be chayiv for mala b'chutz, even though it's chaser. So now, we said that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the source for the idea of zorek b'chutz being chayiv is from the phrase dam yechashev. Rabbi Akiva, hay dam yechashev may avadei. What's Rabbi Akiva going to do with Rabbi Yishmael's phrase from which he learns zorek b'chutz? So Rabbi Akiva will say l'rabos shchitas ha'of. That comes to teach me that you chayiv kares for shechting an oaf outside of the azara. That even though inside the Azara, the Avodah of an Oaf, is not Bishchita, it's Bimalika. So I might think that when you shecht an Oaf outside of the Azara, that's not called Shchutei Chutz, because that's not what you would do in the Azara. So that's why I need a Pasuk to tell me that not only a Malika Sa'of outside of the Azara, a Shchita Sa'of outside of the Azara. For Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shmuel, who uses this Pasuk to teach me that you're Chayiv for Zorek Bachutz, how does he know that shechting an Oaf Bachutz is Chayiv? So Nafkalei, he'll derive it from Me'o Asher Yishchat, from the pasuk that says Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yishchat Shar O Kesef O Eiz B'machne. Oh, Asher Yishchat, Michutz Samachna. Asher Yishchat is a totally extra phrase in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk already said that we're talking about that Yishchat. It says, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael, Asher Yishchat, Shor Kesav Eiz B'machna. What's Oh, Asher Yishchat? That comes again in the Pasuk. So that must be teaching me about shechting an oaf. That's a totally different category, because an oaf normally is B'malika. That's how I know that if you shecht an oaf b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv, Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Kiva, who knows that if you shecht an oaf b'chutz, you're chayiv based on the pasuk of dam yechashev, what does he do with asher yishchat? So Amalach, he'll respond, hahu, that asher yishchat, mi bayile is used to teach me ala shochet hu chayiv velo ala molek, that you're only chayiv for shechting an oaf b'chutz. You're not chayiv for malikas oaf b'chutz. Meaning, that's why I need two psukim, because had it not said dam yechashev lishu dam shafach, I would have learned from O Asher Yishchat that you're chayiv for Shchit Asof Bachutz, and I would think, and Kavul Chomer for being Molik Of Bachutz, because after all, Malika is what you do with an oaf when you're bringing it as a karban. So that's why it first tells me that if you're Shochit Of Bachutz, you're chayiv based on Dam Yechashiv Lishahu Dam Shafach, and therefore the Pasko of O Asher Yishchat tells me that only if you're Shochit, but if you're Molik Of Bachutz, you're going to be Pater. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shmuel, who uses Asher Yishchat to teach me that you're chayiv for shechting an oaf b'chutz, how do I know you're pater for being molek oaf b'chutz? Nafkalei mi zeh hadavar. He derives from the pasuk zeh hadavar asher tzivra Hashem, that it says in the beginning of the parsha shchut echutz, and then it says Asher Yishchat. So it tells me that only on shchita and not on anything else, that the isra of shchut echutz, the chiyuv of shchut echutz, is only going to be when it's shchut echutz and not when it's meluk echutz. Right? There is no melika that you're going to be chayav for. So the Gemara says, the Tanya will prove that the pasuk of Zeh Adavar is about being molek b'chutz, that the Tanya, we have a brisa, asher yishchat ein li ala shochet behema. I would only know if you shecht the behema b'chutz, because the pasuk says sharo kesev o'ez, though what do those have in common? They're all behemos. Shachat of minalan, how do I know that even if you shecht an oaf b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv? Tamalomar, o asher yishchat. That's why the pasuk says, o asher yishchat, which is extra to tell me that shchitas oaf b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv for as well. So yachol af ha-molek, I might think that if you do malika b'chutz, you're also chayiv. V'dinu, and it's logical, ma'ashchita dein derech hechshera b'fnim. Chayiv, malika shederech hechshera b'fnim, eino din shu chayiv. If shchita, which is not what you do with an oaf when you're bringing it as a karban, you're still going to be chayiv when you do it b'chutz. So malika, which is yes what you do with an oaf when you're bringing it as a karban, all the more so you should be chayiv if you do it b'chutz. Tamalomer Zadavar. That's why I need Zadavar to tell me, no, you're only chayiv for shchut echutz, even on an oaf, not for meluk echutz. Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva, that who patters molik of b'chutz from the pasuk of Asher Yishchat. What does he learn from Zehadavar? Amlach umibayile l'gzereshava. He needs that pasuk for to teach me a gzereshava. That's what the gzereshava is, a gzereshava that appears in other sugis and shas in Maseches Nedarim. So Rabbi Kiva has a gzereshava that he needs to save that pasuk for, and therefore he cannot use it to teach me about Meluke Chutz being Pater. Okay, now a new topic. So says the Gemara, what we've proven so far is that one is Chayiv for Halah B'chutz, one is Chayiv for Shchutei Chutz, one is Chayiv for Halah B'chutz even when the Shchita was already done B'chutz, and one is Chayiv for Zorek B'chutz. Now says the Gemara, are there more items on the list? Are there more Avodos that if you do B'chutz, you're going to be Chayiv for? So says the Gemara, Vad T'na, and that which the Mishnah says, HaKometz V'amekabel Dam B'chutz Potter, that you might think that Kmitza and Kabbalah that are done b'chutz yichayv, not true. You potter when you do Kmitza of a carbon mincha, or you do the Kabbalah sadam of a carbon that was shechted, and you do those things b'chutz. So minalan, how do I know that you're potter for such things? So says Mar, how do I know that you're potter? Everything is potter until proven chayv, meaning you're not chayv until on something unless the Torah says you're chayv for something. So you can't just make up chayuvim. So the question of how do I know you're potter implies that there's basis for a hava amina that you would be chayiv. Well, I don't know. The Torah only tells me halah b'chutz and shchutei chutz, and I derive from some sort of limud zorek b'chutz. So where's the limud that I'm supposed to derive kometz and kabbalah? Umehechetes to chayiv. Why would I think that you're chayiv? So it says, well, maybe you'll tell me that Tesim Mishchita, that we should learn from a Mematzinu, from Shchutei Chutz. So that just like Shchutei Chutz Yuchayv, so maybe the Kabbalah and Kemitza are the same. So it says, well, no, you can't learn from Shchita. Mal Shchita Shekein Nefsel Shalol Lochen BePesach. If you shech the Korban Pesach for a person who's not able to eat from it, like a Zakein or a Chole, it's a Pasul of Korban. By Kometz, there is no Psul of Shaloli Ochlav. By Kabbalah Sadam, there is no psul of shalol yochlev, so you cannot derive the din of kabbalah or kometz from the din of shchita. So that wouldn't be a basis for believing that you'd be chayiv. So maybe you'll tell me, well, tesi mizrika. Maybe I should learn from zrika schutz that just like zrika schutz you're chayiv. So too kometz b'chutz or kabbalah b'chutz you're chayiv. Says where, nah, you can't learn. It's no basis for comparison with the mematzinu there either, because mal zrika shekin. But if a Zor were to do the Zrika of a Dama Karban, he's Chayiv Misa. If a Zor does Kabbalah Sadam or Kmitza, he's not allowed to, but he's not Chayiv Misa. So therefore, you cannot derive from a Mematzinu from Zrika. So Sesmar, okay, I get that you could not derive Kometz or Kabbalah from a Mematzinu from just Shchita or from just Zrika, but Tesimi Binaya. Maybe you could learn from Mitzad HaShaveh of the two of them combined. That you're going to tell me, no, I can't learn from Shchita because there's a psul of Shalol Yochlov by Shchita of a Karban Pesach. So the Zrika Tochiach, there's no psul of Shalol Yochlov when it comes to Zrika. So you're going to tell me, yeah, but I can't learn from Zrika because the Zar is Chayiv Misa on Zrika. Yeah, but Shchita Tochiach, there's no Chayiv Misa of a Zar da Shchita. Not only is there no Chayiv Misa of a Zar da Shchita, Shchita is Ksheira B'Zar. So it's even better. So the combination, so malat tzada shavish behen, that if you do them both b'chutz, you're going to be chayiv. So therefore, that should serve as the basis for a limud. That Kabbalah b'chutz or Kometz b'chutz is going to be chayiv as well, and therefore it's a fair question to ask minolan that you're potter, because there's a basis to say that you'd be chayiv. Says Gemara, is that a fair basis to assume that you'd be chayiv based on a tzad hashaveh? Im kain, if you could be mechayiv based on a tzad hashaveh, lo ye amar bezrika v'teisi mi binaya, then the Torah never would have had to tell me that you're chayiv for zrika b'chutz. We just had a whole sugya about how I know that you're chayiv zrika b'chutz. Rabbi Yishmael had a limud, Rabbi Akiva had a limud. What does each one do with the other one's limud? I don't need any limud. Why don't I just learn it from the combination of shochet b'chutz And I love chutz. Because after all, the tasty mishchita, you're going to tell me that learn it from shchute chutz. Well, mal shchita shchein efsal shol shem ochlin bepesach. Shchita has its own chumra that if you shachted shol shem ochlin bepesach, it's possible. Okay, so tasty me'allah. I'll derive from halah. No, but it has its own chumra. Me'allah shchein yeshna b'mincha. There's a chiv of halah by a korban mincha. Zrika sadam doesn't have, doesn't apply to a korban mincha. So v'tasty me'benaya. But shouldn't I be able to derive the Yisra of Zrika b'chutz from the combination of Shchut e'chutz and Halah b'chutz? So if it were actually a possibility that you're allowed to learn from a Tzad HaShaveh, then I should have learned Zrika from a Tzad HaShaveh. So it must be that the Hachi Kasav Kra L'meimar Delo Asam Ibinaya. The reason the Torah had to go out of its way to tell me that you can't do Zrika b'chutz is because a Tzad HaShaveh is not an option. You're not allowed to learn the basis of an Yisra b'chutz from a Tzad HaShaveh. For whatever reason, it's part of the Midrash Hatorah adjustment. Somehow we're not allowed to learn it from a Tzad HaShaveh. And therefore, you want to know, is there a basis to assume that Komeitz B'chutz and that Kabbalah B'chutz is Chayiv? No, there's no basis. Because why would I ever assume that they're Chayiv? The only basis to assume that they would be Chayiv is from a Tzad HaShaveh. But we just proved you're not allowed to learn from a Tzad HaShaveh. So there's no basis. And therefore, the question of Minolan that you're Pater is a silly question. Minolan that you're Pater, because there's no basis for Chayiv. That's why you're Pater. So that seems to be the maskan of the Gemara. That when the Gemara asks, Minolan de Pater is a silly question, the Gemara says in the end. It's not a fair question. Minolan de Pater, simply because you're not Chayiv. That's how I know that you're Pater, because the Torah never says that you're Chayiv. So now the Gemara says, now that we know the basis for the Yisra of Shochei Pachutz, and halal b'chutz, and zorek b'chutz. So Amar Rav Yavo, shachat v'zorak, let's say a person did both shchita and zrika sadam b'chutz, behelem echad, in one period of forgetfulness, all at the same time. So divrei Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who learns that the chiv of zorek chutz from the phrase dam yechashev dam shafach, which is a pasuk by shchut echutz, so he knows the whole basis of zorek b'chutz from the pasuk of shchut echutz. So if he does both Zorik and Shochei Pachutz, how many psukim has he violated? It's only one pasuk. And therefore, even though it's two actions, each of which you'd be chayiv for, but when he does them both, he only violated one pasuk. So chayiv achas, you're only going to be chayiv once. But l'div Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who learns the chiv of Zorik Pachutz from a pasuk about that's written by Ha'alah Pachutz, not from a pasuk that's written by Shchut Echutz, chayiv shtayim. So if you do Zorik and Shochei, you violated two psukim. So therefore, you're going to be chayiv two. You're going to be chayiv two korbanos. So Abaye Amar Afil Divrei Rabbi Akiva in chayiv alachas. Abaye says no. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, where Zorik and Shochet are two separate pesukim, you're still only going to be chayiv once. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says Visham Taaseh. So since the pasuk is mechalik the ha'ala'a to mention it separately, and all the other asios of the korban are mentioned altogether, Hakosav Asal and Lekulan Avoda Achas. The Torah is saying, treat all of the avodas of the Karban as if it's one big avoda, meaning it's a Gzeres Hakosav to take all of the different avodas and treat it as if it's one. Legabe what are we treating as if it's one? That if you do multiple of these avodas b'chutz, you're only chayiv once. That even according to Rabbi Kiva, you're only chayiv once. Fine. Zarek Vehela, what if you did Zrika and Ha'alah b'chutz? So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, I learned the Yisra of Zrika and the Yisra of Halah from the same pasuk. According to Rabbi Shmuel, I learned them from separate psukim, because the Yisra of Zrika I know from the pasuk about Shchita. So Zrika and Halah are separate psukim. So Zarek Vehela, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, if you Zarek Vehela, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Chayiv Shtayim, Chayiv twice, because two psukim, Divrei Rabbi Kiva and Chayiv Alachas. But according to Rabbi Kiva, you're only going to be Chayiv once, because it's all from the same pasuk. So Abaye Yom Rafil, Divrei Rabbi Kiva, Chayiv Shtayim. No, maybe even Rabbi Akiva will tell you that you're chayiv shtayim. Lachi palginu krad. That's why the pasuk was mechalik ha'ala from the other avodos. Shom ta'ale olasach v'shom ta'aseh. To tell me that ha'ala is a separate chiyuv, separate from all the other asiyos of the carbon. So what Abai is essentially telling me is, the way Rabbi Akiva reads the pasuk is that the pasuk is telling me all of the avodos of the carbon are considered one big avoda, and therefore you're only going to be chayiv once, no matter how many of those avodos you do. With the exception of halah. Halah is separated out to tell me that that's a separate avodah, and you're going to be chayiv separately for that. Okay, so says Gemara, what if you did all three? Behelam Echad, Shachat, Vizarak, Vehela, right? You did all three. So Divrei HaKol Chayiv Shtayim. Both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are going to say, maximum you can only be Chayiv twice. Right, maximum you can only be chayv twice. Why? Because there are only two psukim. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're chayv once for the shechita and the zrika together because they're from the same pasuk, and once for the ahalah because it gets its own pasuk. And according to Rabbi Akiva, you're chayv once for the shechita, which is from one pasuk, and once for the zrika and the ahalah, which is from another pasuk. And Abaye is not going to disagree with that, because even though according to the way Abaye learns Rabbi Akiva, you're still going to be chayv shtayim, once for the shechita and the zrika, even though they're from different pasukim, but the Torah makes v'sham ta'aseh that all avodos are the same, and once for the ahalah, because the Torah singles out ahalah. So there's no arguing on that, that if you do all three, Be'al Mechad, that you're only going to be chayv shtayim. So we have a brisa that it says by the pasuk of Shechut Echutz, Ishish mi beis ala sheyish chachar kesav eiz b'machne sheyish chachay mi chutz lo machne. So yachol chutz lo sholosh machnos. I might think that we learn from Paramen Sraphim that you're only chayv for Shechut Echutz when it's outside of all three machnos. Tamalomar o eiz b'machne. That's why it says eiz b'machne. That sounds like even inside of a machne. I b'machne yachol hashochet olo b'dorom yechayv. If it says b'machne, that I would think that even if you're in the Azara, but you're in the southern part of the Azara, when you're shechting or kachay kachim, then you're going to be chayiv. Tamalomra michutz l'machne. That's why it has to say michutz l'machne. Machutz l'machne. Miyuchat shein roi l'shchitas kachim l'shchitas kol zevach. Just like chutz l'machne is something that you're not allowed to shecht any karbanos, even kachim kalim. Yatzadarim shalf pishein roi l'shchitas kachim roi l'shchitas kachim kalim. As opposed to the southern half of the Azara, where it may be true you're not allowed to shecht kachim kachim, but you are allowed to shecht kachim kalim. So that's not called shchut echutz. Amar Ula says that since the Brisa says that in a place where you're not allowed to shecht any karban, that's considered shchut echutz. If you shecht on the roof of the hechel, you should be chayiv, because you're not allowed to shecht any carbon there. Maskev la Rava, so Rava asks, im kein nichtov kra, michot samachne v'lo bayi el pesach ol moed. Let the pasuk say, michot samachne, you don't need to say el pesach ol moed lo hevio, because michot samachne, I already know that if you shecht in the southern part of the Azara, you're not going to be chayiv for shchut echutz. And from b'machne, I know that it's not dafka chutz l'sholosh machanos. So obviously he didn't come to the Pesach Ol Moed. So Pesach Ol Moed lamali lav l'mute gago. So the extra phrase of Pesach Ol Moed comes to be mimayit, the gag of the heichal. Ulu Rava, and Rava who patters shechting on the gag of the heichal, because he learns from the Pesach Ol Moed that the entire chol of the Azara, including the gag of the heichal, imkei nichtov el Pesach Ol Moed. B'machne michutz l'machne lamali lav la'asuye. So that's Lasuya Gago. That's only coming to tell me that the Gag of the Hechel, like Ula, that the and the Pasuk of El Pesach Ol Moed must be used for a different drasha. So Amrav Mari Lisuya Kula Bifnim Vitzavara Bechutz. The Pasuk of Bemachne and Michutz Lemachne, comes to be Marbe that even if you shecht the korban where the entire animal's in the Azara except for its neck is outside of the Azara. That's also a chiv of Shchut Echutz. Says Mar Tzavara Bechutz Pshita. If its neck is outside of the Azara, of course you're going to be chayiv. I might come to Rachmana, shchita. What are you not allowed to do outside of the Azara? Shchita. Shchita b'chutzi. So you're doing the shchita b'chutz if it's neck is outside of the Azara. So says Gemara, Ella, la'asuye kula b'chutz v'tzavar b'fnim. No, it's the opposite. What if the whole animal is outside and the neck of the animal is in the Azara? So even though you're doing the actual act of shchita b'fnim, since the animal is outside, the korban is outside, that's the chiddush, that it's considered shchut echutz, and you're going to be chayiv for that. Now, says the Gemara Itmar, Hamala bizmanazeh. What if you are mala b'chutz bizmanazeh? Are you still going to be chayiv now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So you don't have the option of bringing it in the Beis HaMikdash. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayiv Reish Lakish Amar Pater. Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayiv because Kedusha Rishon v'kitchel l'shaita v'kitchel l'asalavo. He learns that the original Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash that by David and Shlomo is Kishel HaSolovo, even after the Churban remains in place, and therefore Yerushalayim is still considered the Beis HaBechira, so there's still an Isser Bamos not to be Makrav Bechutz. Whereas Reish Lakish Amar Patur, Kedusha Rishonu Kishel HaShaita V'lo Kishel HaSolovo. Reish Lakish says, no, the Kedusha Rishonu went away after the Churban Abayis, and therefore there's no Isser of being Makrav Bechurban Bechutz. So says Gemar, that's the Machlok Sir Yochanan Reish Lakish, name of the Beplukta, the Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yishuka Miflugi. That's already a machlokas tanoim. Ditnan, we have a Mishnah Masechta Edios that Amar Rabbi Eliezer kishayubonim beheichel when they built the heichel in the days of Ezra after Golus Bavel when it came to Bayisheni hayosim klayim beheichel. They made curtains in the heichel until they had a chance to build walls and klayim ba'azaros, and they made curtains to separate the azaros. So ela shebeheichel bonim mibachus. It's just that when they built the walls of the heichel, eventually they built it outside of those curtains on the outside of the curtains, ubazara bonim, and the azara they built the wall on the inside of the curtains. So I'm Rabbi Shua Shamati Shoy Makriv Naf Pishain Bayis. I have a tradition that there were makriv karbanos even when there was no Beis Hamikdash, vochum kachim kachim hafel pishain klaim, and they ate kachim kachim even when there were no curtains of the azara, kachim kalim meiser sheni af pishain choma, and they ate kachim kalim and meiser sheni even when there was no wall around Yerushalayim. Why? Because that original kedusha is still in place. So Rabbi Lezer disagrees. Lav mechal de Rabbi Lezer suffer lo kitcha. Don't you see that Rabbi Lezer holds lo kitcha lasalavo? Some of the Ravina Ravashi mimai. Dilma de kuliyam kedusha rishon kitcha l'shaitiv kitcha lasalavo. Maybe all the Tanaim hold that it's kitcha lasalavo. Umar mai de shmiel they come. Rabbi Lezer is just passing on a tradition that they put up these curtains. Umar mai de shmiel they come. And Rabbi Shua is passing on his tradition that without any curtains they were able to eat all these kachim. V'chitema, if you're going to say, well, according to Rabbi Lezer, that the kedusha is there anyway, what did they put up these curtains for? What did they need them for, if not to separate out and to be makdish the makom? So litznius abialma for tznius, that in general things that have kedusha should have an extra level of tznius. So they didn't want everything to be exposed, and that's why they put up the curtains. But in achinami, the kedusha is there whether you have the curtains or whether you don't have the curtains. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Itmar at the bottom of the page. Everyone have a wonderful day and easy fast.